Sir Peter Snell, triple Olympic gold medal winner, of course New Zealand former middle distance runner, has died in Dallas. Barry Guy is with me now. Hi, Barry.
Morning.
He was New Zealand sports champion of the 20th century. I mean, he was huge, even though he didn't, as an international sportsman, have a terribly long career. His reputation was vast, wasn't it?
It was, really. Probably because of the Olympics and his success there. And at the time, in the 60s, he was running the mile, and the mile was the most glamorous thing in athletics at the time because Roger Bannister had broken the four-minute barrier, and all of a sudden the mile was the thing to compete in and to watch.
Unless we forget he lowered the world mile record in 1962 in the Cook's Gardens in Whanganui.
Yes, I've seen the statue there and went up and had a close look at it. It's spectacular, and I remember talking to him. He said actually he didn't think that he had broken the record there because he was meant to have a pacer. He did have a pacer, but the pacer didn't stay long enough, and he more or less had to do, you know, half the race or whatever on his own, and he said he was really, you know, struggling with it, and so he didn't actually think he had broken the record.
But eventually it came. The pacer's supposed to make you run faster because you're chasing someone?
Yeah, and just to keep you on the time that you're meant to be doing for each lap to get close to the record.
But so, you could never have the same pacer because the pacer would get left behind.
That's right. But he did less than he was meant to do. Or, you know, you have a couple and they help you through the laps.
Sorry, I'm diverting you from your main
task. That's all right. He, as I say, taking you cross country. At the time, you know, he probably did that too through through the hills around Auckland. Yes, it was a great era in New Zealand athletics at the time because of the 1960 Olympics. We had that day where Murray Halberg won a gold medal and Peter Snell won a gold medal as well, which, you know, just everyone said, what are these guys from New Zealand doing?
What are they on?
And that's when Arthur Lydiard, the coach, became famous because everyone was wondering what Arthur Lydiard was doing to get a guy like Peter Snell. Peter Snell was a big guy. He was built more like a sort of a 400, 800 metre runner. He also said to me that his distance was the 800 metres, and he preferred that. But because the mile was so glamorous, people only wanted him to run the mile or, you know, the 1500 metres. And so that's why he became more of a star at that that distance. So
he was 80?
Yes, he had had a few heart issues the last few months. He said to me that, you know, it was sometimes that his heart would race just when he was walking up the stairs and that sort of thing. And he did have a car accident a few weeks ago where I believe he possibly had blacked out, you know. And so he wasn't in the best of conditions in recent weeks. He was meant to go to a Legends of the Mile gathering in Monaco a few weeks ago. So John Walker went to that. And so Peter Snell was meant to go to it, but he was unable to make it. So his health obviously hasn't been too good in the last few weeks.
He always seemed a very nice chap.
He was. He could have had a longer career, but he said that he went to the States to further his education, you know, into medicine, I think it was. And so he got a scholarship over there, and he really couldn't get that sort of thing in New Zealand. And so he went and he concentrated on his studies, and that's perhaps where he gave up his athletics career because, you know, he couldn't get that offer back here. And so he ended perhaps a little bit earlier than we would have wanted him to.
All right. And he will be remembered as one of the towering talents of New Zealand athletics.
Oh, most certainly.
Beyond a doubt.
Most certainly, yeah. As I say, we had some pretty good middle distance runners for 20, 30 years there, but he'd stand, you know, head and shoulders above the rest, perhaps.
Thank you, Barry. Barry Guy.